I don't want to do this. I want the first half again. I don't want to watch. I don't want to... Fine. Yes. False and frail. If I must, I must.
Episode 5, Anatomy of the Heart.
We retreat once again to the basement. A single hallway and a set of stairs. Walls of rough, sooty stone. Ceilings a little taller than the top of Maddie's head, but not by much. The house closes in around us like a clenched fist. It feels safe down here. Neither lightning nor thunder can hurt us, and the flooding doesn't occur. But that doesn't mean we're safe from one another. The gaps in conversation, the silences as we all sit an uncomfortable distance apart, they make me fray and split and tear at every edge and seam. I wanted them back. I didn't know it would be like this.
Well, this feels familiar. Right, I'm not going to even try small talk because you two clearly had a fight or something.
Or something.
Not exactly a fight.
Cool. Do either of you want me around right now or... Well... Given that I'd sure hate to be an inconvenience, I guess I'll just go lock myself in the blood-covered room so you can have your uncomfortable alone time. I'm very considerate that way.
You don't have to go to Claire's bedroom.
You could go sit on the stairs with Sophie.
The whole rest of the hallway is very open.
Not listening anymore. Ta-ta.
Riley, you're eavesdropping.
You're on the other side of the door, aren't you?
God damn it. Fine. Now I'm not listening. I swear, really.
Do you want to move somewhere else?
I don't think I have the energy. It's late. I might just stay here with my sheet music.
How's your piece going?
It isn't. It's stuck, floundering. Whenever I try to play the notes, my fingers keep tripping over each other like I'm drunk or something. I fall out of key, and then I fall out of time.
Have you tried a metronome?
Normally, I can just time music off my heartbeat, you know? Keep it steady in my ears, take it as an indicator of pace. Lately, though...
It's going too fast. Too slow.
No, actually. I can't hear it at all. I'm not even trying to write anything new, which is the worst part. It's just that one old piece I've been trying to finish for years, so I feel even more useless. I should know this tune.
We're supposed to make new works, you know. Beautiful things that have never been done before.
Well, some of us can't conjure beauty from thin air. Not everyone's mind works that way. Are you planning on telling on me or something?
I mean, I don't think anyone's gonna ask for my opinion. Well, it's your piece. It's your conscience to reckon with.
My conscience? I don't feel too bad about it.
The letter said that...
The work we came here for is a pretense, Maddie.
Dance is never a pretense to me.
Oh, so you think I don't love music?
I didn't say that.
But I don't love it like you love dance. That's what you're thinking. I love it, but not really. Not truly. To truly love something, you have to destroy everything else to pursue it, right? That's what you're thinking.
Again, Nick, I didn't say that.
No, I did. I'm sorry. I remember when I first saw you as a kid, I think about it all the time. You were so frustrated and unhappy walking back home from your dance classes. And you still are. I could see it in your eyes whenever you leave the sunroom. You want to turn right back around and go back in until you're satisfied with yourself. And it's not the healthy response, but I admire you so much for it, Maddie. I'm not like you. And I really wish I could be. You are so unbelievably invested. Every fiber of you is tied into your work.
I'm a dancer first. Before anything and everything else, that is what I am. And what I care about most.
I know. It's just funny, that's all.
Funny?
You care. That's why I've always wanted to be so close to you, and it's why you're always going to push me away.
I'm gonna go talk to Sophie.
Maddie?
Yes?
I really wasn't kidding about the piano music. I'll play for you anytime you want. You just have to ask.
Yeah. Well, I'll keep it in mind. This doesn't seem very safe.
Hmm?
Sitting halfway up the stairs? I thought we're sheltering from the storm down here. Isn't it a dangerous place for you to put yourself?
I'd argue the opposite.
Which is?
This is an effective place for me to put myself.
Elaborate.
This is the only way in or out of the basement. Claire's bedroom, the generator room, there's several feet of concrete surrounding them, and they're below ground level. So if anything arrives, it will have to come through here first. Ergo, it's an effective place for me to be.
If anything arrives. Sophie?
Yes?
What did you mean by that?
I meant what I said.
Elaborate.
It means that I'm not stupid, and I know what's going on, or I know that I don't know what's going on, and I know what that adds up to. Four friends arrive for a summer reunion. They decide to move into a secluded ancient house. They're left alone, and soon one of them goes missing under mysterious circumstances.
Yes, that about sums it up.
We're in a haunted house. It would just be stupid at this point to try to reason my way out of the truth. Though believe me, I really want to do that. But we're in a haunted house. There's only one person running this place, and Riley found photographs of people from the 1800s who look an awful lot like her. A freak storm left over from some sudden hurricane is keeping us trapped here. Now Claire's missing, and there's blood on the walls. This is the part of the horror movie where the rational one, the smart one, goes into denial. And that always gets her killed. And if I'm dead, then I can't protect the rest of you from whatever's coming. So I'm accepting it all. Right now, because that's how I can be the hero. That's how I can save you. The supernatural is real. Magic and ghosts and life after death, it's all entirely true. And we're in a haunted house. I- Honestly, this was not what I had in mind for my summer vacation, but I guess plans change.
You've talked yourself into believing the supernatural is real, and your immediate first choice is to place yourself between the supernatural and the rest of us.
What about it?
Just an observation.
What would you do?
Fair point. Probably something similar. Though for a different set of reasons. Have you told everyone else you're committing to the X-Files school of thought?
Well, not yet. But Riley's a writer, and I think she probably believes in all this stuff already. I don't know if Nick will agree with me, though.
No one knows how Nick will take anything. I wouldn't worry about it.
Why are you two fighting right now, again?
I'm not fighting with her. I'm very adamantly not fighting with her right now. But she's hurt, and I don't think she's gonna feel better anytime soon, and I've said everything I know how to say. More than I should have said, really. I don't want her to get her hopes up.
So you know how she feels.
I think I'll break her heart. Conversely, it seems you know how she feels. About me, that is.
I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure it out. Which is good, because I'm definitely not a genius. Well, not like you. Not like Riley.
Don't sell yourself short.
No, I'm not. I'm not demeaning myself. Genius is a label and a glorification and a way of life that I don't want. I'd rather live the other way.
What's the other way?
Doing as much good as I can.
You think we're not concerned with good?
No, I think you and Riley are concerned with being good. Good at the things that are important to you. And I think the things you pursue are going to burn you till you turn to ash. But I don't run your lives, so I'm just waiting on the sidelines until you need someone to put you back together.
Who's gonna put you back together?
I can handle myself.
I agree with you, by the way, about all of this. The storm, the disappearance, the blood. I do agree with you. You're right to be afraid.
Well, thanks for that. Advance warning, I'd love it if you stand by me when we get out of here and no one in the regular world believes me. So, just keep that attitude up.
There is one thing you got wrong, though.
Which is?
The house isn't haunted. Anything supernatural, we brought it in. I think this would have happened wherever we went.
Well. Okay. All due respect, I'm still placing my bets on the creepy ancient house being the main problem, but if we're really, really unlucky, we'll get to see which one of us is right. Soon enough. What's so funny?
Nothing. Really, nothing. I'm gonna try to get a little bit of sleep, if you don't mind. I'll just be beneath the stairs.
Okay. I'm staying up.
In case anything arrives.
Yeah.
You sure it's not already here?
Just go to sleep, Madeline. Oh, hi, Nick.
You don't need to act surprised. You knew we were out here.
Look, I left the door after you called me out on it. No, really, I swear.
So, you've just been hanging out in there, studiously not listening for the past half hour?
I mostly just took a nap and worked on my writing. It's coming along well, I think.
Will we ever get to read it?
Not until it's perfect. I've been trying to recall the rest of that poem.
Which poem?
The one you made Sophie say when we got here.
Oh, right.
Can you, like, recite it for me or something? I think I want to pull one of the lines for one of the stories I'm submitting.
5 months ago, the stream did flow, the lilies bloomed within the sedge, and we were lingering to and fro, where none will track thee in this snow, along the stream beside the hedge. Ah, sweet, be free to love and go. For if I do not hear thy foot, the frozen river is as mute. The flowers have dried down to the root, and why, since these be changed since May, shouldst thou change less than they? And slow, slow as the winter snow, the tears have drifted to mine eyes, and my poor cheeks 5 months ago set blushing at thy praises, so put paleness on for a disguise. Ah, sweet, be free to praise and go. For if my face is turned too pale, it was thine oath that first did fail. It was I love proved false and frail. And why, since these be changed enow, should I change less than thou?
It's cool that you know that so well.
I copied it out in cursive when we were in school. I still have the paper hung up on my wall at home.
Yeah, I remember. There were a couple of months there where we'd look for you at recess and you'd be hiding beneath the picnic tables with that book of poetry. Why do you like it so much?
Its sadness makes sense to me.
Really?
Yeah. Time takes everyone away and it sucks, but the poem at least makes it sound nicer than that.
Put paleness on for a disguise. I like that.
It's a good line for you to write about. You in particular.
You think?
I mean, you were able to go into her room without feeling even a little bit worried, weren't you?
Claire's?
Yeah.
What do you want me to say? That I don't care about her or something?
Honestly, maybe. If you admitted something like that, it would frighten me less than the way you're acting now, the way you've been acting this whole time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
No offense, but I think I'm going to go sit with Sophie. I don't think I can be the company to your misery, to butcher a phrase.
Have fun, Riley.
The hours tick along. Madeline vanishes into the shadows below the stairs. Riley curls up on the ground and throws one arm over her eyes. Sophie sits motionless, holds her candle tightly, and stares at its flame, as if it will tell her something important about the universe. But even with fire held between her hands, her head droops forward and her eyes drift closed. So much for guarding us from the dangers above. I don't sleep. Or perhaps I do? Except my dream is the exact same as the waking world. It's a long hallway with the people I love at one end, and me at the other. A shadow dances on the walls as Sophie's light throws it all into relief. The generator whines all night. Sadly. Loudly. Endlessly. When we wake up, the candle has burned down. Sophie and the stairs are covered in streaks of wax. The sounds of the storm are starting to fall silent. Maybe the rain has finally ceased. Maybe everything is finally going back to normal.
Holy shit. Wait, can anyone else hear that?
Hear what?
Maddie.
Listen, upstairs.
Sophie, she's not here.
No, she's not up there. She's asleep under the stairs.
She's gone. I'm telling you, she's not here. She's not here.
What? She is. I didn't feel her go past me.
You think I'm lying?
That can't be right. I'm sure I stayed awake to...
She's upstairs. That's her music. Her precious CD player. So she's upstairs in the sunroom.
No, she wasn't supposed to.
And if she's not, Nick? You really want to go find who... What is in there instead?
She told me I could watch, so that's what we're going to do.